All right, 51 past the hour. It's Maron in for Cedar. If you want to email me, you can email me at mark@markmaron.com. You can read a couple on the show. If they come in and you need to talk to me somehow, you can call me at 866-303-2270. This is an email that came in dealing with the argument I had a couple days ago about hate speech, about using the F word, which I won't, I guess I can't even say, about saying fag in a context that upset a couple of gay men, that the upsetness was much deeper than anything that I had yielded or I brought out of them. But, I gave them a voice and I understood where they were coming from. I got an email from someone that said, "You are not hateful in any way, Mark. You're one of the most empathetic and compassionate people I know. Don't listen to those guys. I know how that stuff can gnaw at you. I just had my mother tell me my armpit hair is why I'm still alone. Unbelievable." She had great timing with it, too. I was kind of dwelling on it already. I've managed to convince myself finally that it's not that. Somehow stuff your mother can say sticks with you more. And that's true. That's true.
I noticed a big laugh that came deeply from the Jews in the room here on that one.
I don't want to say her name because I don't know if she sent me the email to be read out loud. But she's an old fan of the show, and it's true that the deepest pain, a lot of it is caused by your parents, but there are societal pains obviously that will remain, and I understand that and I'm sympathetic to that. And I said I would talk about the Michael Richardson thing, because I go over it again and again in my head, because I, as a stand-up, I was known for snapping early on in my career. I was a guy that would get on stage, immediately lose patience with an audience for not liking me, and make them pay dearly for that, which means that they will not like you at all. I have done things in my past, I will admit to, there was one show I was doing. I was headlining the show and some woman was would not shut up. Within 5 minutes of being on stage, I called her a C word. I called her that word. And you know, you just can't really do that. I used to say, when you say that, it's a long row back to the island of funny. And I've done that, and the struggle you put up for yourself after you snap is going to be tremendous. But there's part of me that likes to push people away, bring them back, push them away, bring them back. Yeah, that's the way I was raised. That is what love was to me as a child. It was being alienated by my parents and them feeling bad. But look, I'm not here to talk about my personal problems. I'm here to talk about, you know, what came out of Michael Richards' mouth. Now, first of all, what's ironic to me, I'm using the word ironic, is that really – There's no explanation for what he did. There's no explanation for it. I understand why a guy would snap. Michael Richards was never the greatest comic, and this is a guy that's now coming back into comedy after being away from it probably for 15, 20 years and being a sort of an esoteric act to begin with and now playing for audiences that are primarily kids. And that club in particular has a very urban appeal. It's a very eclectic audience. It's a very young audience. But for him to get over with any audience is a stretch. So now he's on stage and he's dying, and a table filled with African-American men are bothering him because they're talking. They're not paying attention to him. So he does this thing. He has that moment where it's like, I need to, you know, put my foot down, and that comes out of his mouth. Saying the N-word three times comes out of his mouth. There's no way to explain that. And then for him to come back and claim it's a bit of some kind or try to get out of it like that, maybe in his head he was doing a character. But if you're going to do a character that is going to take on something as provocative as that and then try to present it to an audience, you better be doing pretty well with the crowd before you get into that. And then after the fact, you know, the awkward apology on Letterman, which was horrendous because, it was completely unplanned. His contrition may have been real. But in that situation, the last thing you want to say is, I don't understand it. I'm not a racist. Now, whether he's a racist or not, whether he was actively being a racist or not, that word is so loaded and said in that tone without any context other than anger can be taken no other way. Now, then, within days of him saying it, to him be standing there with Jesse Jackson, Paul Mooney, who now says he's not going to use the N-word, which means I guess he's quitting show business. But with Jesse Jackson, Paul Mooney, and the head of the NAACP, and to sit there with these prominent black leaders and say, let the healing begin. I think we've opened up a dialogue here. This is Michael Richards, and he's like, you know, he's got his arm around Jesse Jackson. I'm like, you're the guy who said it. You're not, you didn't provoke it. You, these guys should be going, go home, sit and reflect, do whatever you got to do, but you get out of the way for a little while. But the thing that I have a problem with, and that really irritates me, and which I think was fought by people, it was interesting because Jamie Masada, the owner of the Laugh Factory, decides to put a ban on the word and fine people for using the word under the context that we will no longer use hate speech at the club, which means that his black acts now cannot use the N-word in their act. Ridiculous. You cannot ban words. Look, I had a guy say to me the other night on stage, hate speech can be anything. I can say hello to you and be hateful, and you can feel it. I was on stage the other night. I was going on before Joe Rogan, and one of Joe Rogan's dumb, idiot, fat Jewish guy fans, you know, I'm on stage, and I'm in the middle of my act. He goes, just bring Joe on. And I'm like, why don't you shut up? I'm in the middle of an act here that was going fine. You just walking. No, just bring Joe on. And I'm like, you know, what did your parents do to you to require that you need this much attention from people you don't know, you pathetic, needy bastard? Yeah, I just started cutting into him. And he goes, all right. And he did one of these things where he comes up to the stage like he's going to hit me, and I just stood there, and he's like, I just wanted to say mazel tov to you. And I never experienced good luck with so much contempt and hatred in my life. But I guess my point is you cannot ban words, and I don't want black people, black comics, to stop using the N-word in their acts. It's part of the fabric of their performance, and I enjoy it. Take calls. Okay, 866-303-2270.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
Americans paid over $65 billion in interest payments alone last year. Are you one of them? Don't be embarrassed. The average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt, and 65% of those households can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. 90% of those payments are just interest. Are you running a hopeless financial marathon?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
You can finally rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are getting nowhere making minimum monthly payments, call the specialists at Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1086.
Debt Relief USA cleaned up my credit card problems, and I saved almost 60% of what I owed. I'm saving tons of money just in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can typically save you about half of what you owe. You can truly be debt-free in less than 36 months. For your free consultation, call 800-426-1086. That's 800-426-1086. Become debt-free now with Debt Relief USA. Call 800-426-1086.